The new guidelines state that international students cannot take classes fully online this fall. If their university has moved to virtual learning, they have to either transfer to a school offering in-person classes or leave the country. That would have a big impact on many universities, including SIU. President Dan Mahoney says leaders all over the U.S. are working to get more answers and potentially change the rule.
And I think part of that is because we are interpreting it, meaning that if we were to go online midway through the semester, the students would immediately have to leave, which obviously would cause a lot of hardship for them and a lot of difficulties. And so that is one of the bigger concerns.
SIU's campuses in Carbondale and Edwardsville are planning to offer in-person, online, and a hybrid style of teaching this fall. But campus leaders say they're already seeing an impact from international students not signing up for class because of the ongoing uncertainty. I'm Jennifer Fuller.